If you'd like to follow along this morning on our scripture reading, we're reading two separate verses. We're reading first from Psalms 133rd Psalm, first three verses. And then we'll look at the book of Acts, chapter 2, 42 through 47. Psalms 133. Verses 1 through 3. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Now, Acts chapter 2, verses 42 through 47. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together, and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men, as every man had need. And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved.
Good morning. So thankful you're here this morning. We encourage you this evening to come back for our second worship service at 5 p.m. If you're a visitor today, you are our honored guest. If you were with us yesterday, we are so thankful and appreciative that you've returned and you're here this morning. And we want to encourage that and facilitate any more help that you need to bring you back. We want to be that avenue that we can help you. Turn your Bibles to Psalm 133, the text that was read for us by Brother Jerry. Is a beautiful description of what we see in Christian and fellowship of God's people. All the work that went into our community day, all the hard efforts, I commend everyone who participated, who was involved, who was stationed, who helped set up, who helped tear down. But I want you to understand, in the follow-up, this is where the real work begins. We had 200-plus visitors that came. One person's not going to be able to follow up with 200-plus people. A group of people aren't going to be able to follow up. It's going to take an assembly, a gathering of folks, to follow up with that many individuals. And that's where the real work is going to come into play. We want to follow up with these people, and we want to make sure that we continue what we saw yesterday. It was a wonderful time that we were able to get together, and I'll touch more on that here in a moment. But with the events of yesterday and the events of today, it reminds me of Psalm 133. How beautiful this imagery that we have of God's people who are united together, who come together. And he wants us to realize that when those people come together, what comes out of that is these wonderful blessings. And the two illustrations that he gave us, he's painting in our minds this imagery of these blessings flowing out of heaven. Why? Because brethren are together. That word for brethren is family. The family of God, the people of God have come together. And what comes out of that is all these abundance of blessings coming from God. When you see this imagery in Psalm 133, I don't know about you, but it makes me think of the next text that was read for us in Acts chapter 2. That's God's design and intent for his people, that they would be united in his church under the new covenant. That's what God wants. That's his plan for us today. So turn your Bibles to Acts chapter 2, and let me tell you this. At the end of this lesson, I want to bring us back to 133. So if you have a marker in your Bible, mark 133, and we're going to come back to it at the very end. But let's jump over to Acts chapter 2, and let's notice what's taking place here. So verse 42, the text that was read, they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in the breaking of bread and in prayers. That's the fellowship that they got to enjoy. And that's the fellowship that we see in Psalm 133. Fellowship, what does that mean? It means together, camaraderie, participation. Another way that you would define fellowship, and it's a good way to interpret it from the scriptures, sharing. Individuals sharing together. That's what fellowship is. And I hope that if you were here, that's what you got to see yesterday. People serving one another. People sharing in the events that we got to have yesterday. And it was wonderful. And we want that to carry over into the worship service. Because when these people were meeting together because of the blessings that God had poured out on them in Acts chapter 2, they wanted these things to continue. So if you like what happened yesterday, if you enjoy what happens today, let's just don't stop the train. Let's keep it rolling. Let's keep it going. And that's what we want to make sure that we try to do. So 42, they were in this fellowship. Skip down to verse 46. And there's things that I want to pick apart from verse 46. And this is going to be our lesson. Hopefully short and sweet today, but every time I promise that, I go past the time. So I'm really going to try to stay with the time. The fellowship that they had, verse 46. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart. The first thing I want us to pick up is they frequently got together. Notice that at the beginning of the verse. They continued daily with one accord in the temple. It wasn't just one event. It wasn't just one time. It wasn't just on Sundays. It wasn't just the first day of the week. These individuals got together frequently, often, as another passage of Scripture says. It wasn't just that they marked it on their calendar. Hey, there's another event, VBS, coming up. It's next month. Well, that will be the next time that I gather with God's people. That's not where the true blessings, that's not where the riches of God, that's not where this beautiful imagery of Psalm 133 that we get, these people just meeting together rarely. They met together frequently, often, continued daily in the temple. Why? Because they wanted to be with each other. This is that picture of this beautiful fellowship and togetherness and closeness. It wasn't just that they crossed paths through the hallway at church service. No, they spent time together. Why? Because they truly cared and they truly understood what fellowship was. They wanted to frequently meet together. And when they came together, what else do you notice? Read the next passage. Breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart. What you notice in Acts chapter 2 is there's no hard feelings. There's no bad attitudes. There's no one who's hating each other or there's no division with individuals. No, they're friendly. They're coming together and there's no clamoring. There's no contentions. There's no feuding. There's no fighting. There's no ill will towards brethren. No, people are friendly. Now think about this from yesterday. Were you upset with anyone? Did you notice any fights breaking out? People having to break brethren apart? I mean, if anyone has any reason to be upset, it's me. I got called a dummy. And I could have some ill will, but I don't. No, but when you think about yesterday, think about the camaraderie and the sharing and the fellowship that we had. Don't you want that to continue? Absolutely. Well, here's the good news. It can. And it's up to us to decide that that's what we want. We want to frequently get together, and we want it to be friendly. We want to be glad that we're coming together. That's what God describes as fellowship. And that's the imagery that the Scriptures give us. And any time a family gets together, you're always going to have food. You're always going to have food. And I don't know about you, but we had a wonderful food service here. I chose the fish, and it was fantastic. I really enjoyed it. And hopefully you got a chance to get a plate of either chicken or fish. We got together. It was friendly. It was fun. And we had food. People got their bellies filled. And you go, well, why don't we just do what we did yesterday? Here's the good news again. We are. Yesterday, we had physical food to give us energy for our physical bodies. Today, we're going to partake of a spiritual meal. That meal is called the Lord's Supper. Yesterday's meal was provided by Helen's food truck. Today's going to be provided by Jesus. It's called the Lord's Supper for a reason, because Jesus provides this spiritual meal that we're going to partake of. We get to share together with the Lord in the Lord's Supper. When you see fellowship, you see that they wanted to spend time together, and they did. And when they spent time together, often it was friendly. There was no ill will. There was no fights that broke out. And the people partook of food, and that's what we're going to do today. So in essence, we're continuing our community day in the Lord's Day. We're continuing our coming together and sharing with one another. In essence, we're continuing our fellowship with individuals. And turn your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 2, because this is ultimately what we're inviting the community to join us in. We're inviting the community to join the family of God and to participate in the fellowship that we share with one another. And so these individuals who may formerly have been strangers, maybe they're people that you don't know and they're people that you weren't accustomed to spending time with. Well, now look what the book of Ephesians tells us. Verse 19 of Ephesians 2. Now, therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but now you're fellow citizens. And this picture that he's painting for us in this idea of fellow citizens portrays this idea that now we belong together. Now we have the same inheritance. Now we have the same destination in life. Now we're going to end up being in the same place in heaven together. We're fellow citizens. Read on. Fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. Now you're part of God's family. And so this is what the Bible tells us, that we're inviting people to join our family. They can become fellow citizens. Turn your Bibles to Philemon chapter 2, or Philemon. We're going to look at verse 2. So go a couple pages over to Philemon, and look what Paul writes here. In verse 1, Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our beloved friend and fellow laborer. He's a fellow worker. And what does this tell us? He's a person who stayed busy together with the family of God. He worked with the family of God. But he doesn't stop there, because he goes on and he says to a couple of other individuals, Archippus, our fellow soldier. What does the idea of fellow soldier have to do? Those are people who are fighting together. Now, what are we fighting and battling for? We're fighting for souls, for people to be saved, to come into this community and join us in the fellowship. So we have fellow citizens, we have fellow workers, we have fellow soldiers. And then last but not least, we have the idea in 3 John verse 8, the idea of fellow helpers. And what is a fellow helper? It's a person who's sharing and participating for the benefit of other people. Now the people are benefiting together with fellow helpers. That's what we're inviting the community to join us in. That's what Christianity is all about. One individual said to me that they were asked a question about the church. They said, how do you answer someone in 60 seconds or less? And I said, well, what was your response? And she said, well, I told them about the church. I told him that we basically believe in what the Bible tells us. We believe in the baptism for remission of sins. And in essence, if I could follow up, I would say that's a perfect response. When you share the good news of Jesus, when you share with people who we are, there's really no right or wrong way to do it as long as you sow the seed. And then it's up to that heart to receive that seed. And in essence, what our member here was doing is she was inviting a person to come back and join us in fellowship. And I think she did it perfectly. Now it's up to that person if they choose to follow up with that invitation. We want to invite people into the fellowship. And that's what our members are doing. And we want to make sure that we continue doing that. So, our fellowship hopefully can be impactful. It can be impactful on other people. And the way that it can be impactful is if our members stay faithful to the Lord. As long as people continue in faithfulness, as long as they continue to meet together often, as long as they continue to be friendly with brethren and see the wonderful blessings and to share in the food that we have to serve, if it's the Lord's Supper or if it's a meal with fish and chicken, we want to make sure that we're sharing together in these wonderful blessings that God has given us. And we want to acknowledge the riches that we have. So in order for our fellowship to be impactful on other people, we want to let them know how rich it is to be blessed by God, how wonderful it is. And some of these riches come from our fellowship that we have. You know, it's sad to realize that some people don't realize how fortunate they are as Christians to have the fellowship that they have. And so what do? They don't come together often. And when they do come together, there's a lot of ill will and hatred towards your fellow brethren. They're upset. They start picking. They start pointing fingers. And then certainly when they partake of the Lord's Supper, they're not thinking correctly about what the Lord had blessed us and given us with. He gave us His body. He sacrificed it on the cross. He gave us the shedding of His blood so we can have remission of sins. If we're not faithful in those areas, then we'll never understand the riches that we have. And part of the riches is the forgiveness of sins. And when people understand we've been forgiven by the Lord, it has a very impactful fellowship that impacts others. Because people and individuals who have received forgiveness, guess what they're going to be willing to give other people? Forgiveness. And isn't that our prayer? Forgive us our debts as we forgive others theirs. People who understand the forgiveness of sins that Jesus Christ has given us, they have an impactful worship. Perhaps the best part of all of this is back in Psalm 133. The fellowship that you saw yesterday, the fellowship that you see here today, I think some of the greatest news in all of this is it never has to end. At the end of Psalm 133, look what he says. 133 verse 3, "For there the Lord commanded the blessings," so those are the blessings that overflow, and look what he says next, "life forevermore." You know, it's a picture of heaven and what heaven and eternity will look like in God's house when we come together in fellowship, under true, biblical, genuine fellowship. Hopefully you got to see a taste of heaven yesterday and you get to see a taste of it today when we all come together. Don't you want that to continue? I know I do. And when that does continue, guess what the church will do? I promise you this. The church will grow, whether that's numerically or spiritually. The church will flourish. And that's what we want the church members to do. We want us to flourish. We want the church to grow. We want to invite people into our fellowship. This morning, if you're not part of that fellowship, if you don't have that relationship with God, maybe you've never been forgiven of your sins. You've never been baptized for the remission of sins. Join the fellowship. It's an eternal one. It's a blessed one. It's wonderful. It has a beautiful benefits that come with it. We're together. You get to join a group that cares about you, that your fellow citizens, you're going to fight together, your fellow soldiers, you work together, you're busy together. Don't you want to be a part of something that's beneficial, that's eternal? Well, God invites you to do that. Maybe you're here and you have forgotten that fellowship that you have with God. 1 John tells us, you may say you have fellowship, but if you walk in darkness, you lie and do not practice the truth. We encourage you today, don't you want this? Come and get it. God offers it to you. Repent of your sins. If you have any needs this morning, don't wait. Respond to the invitation as we stand and we sing.